It's 7:14. You're listening to Daybreak at Spruceland Elementary School in Prince George, 91.5 FM. And in picture books, kids are shown exactly what the main characters look like. But as they get older, those pictures disappear, and they have to learn to use the words on a page to imagine what's going on. So some students at One Prince George School have been taking part in a new project to help make that transition, and they've been helping create a new book at the same time.
Hello to Ms. Bonin's grade 2 students from Spruceland Traditional.
Hi, my name is Jessica Bonin. I'm the teacher librarian at Spruceland Traditional School, and my position here is librarian as well as leadership, and I work with all the kids in the school.
I wanted to say thank you for all your hard work on this project, and I want you to think about how cool this whole program is. Think about this. Think about the fact that you and I have used technology, the internet, to bring you back in time to when there was no internet.
It's called the Christmas Wind Project, and it's put on by Stephanie McClellan. She's in Ontario. She's an author, and she's picked one school from every province to work with her, and she sends different parts of her story each week, so there's 8 parts in total.
The day before Christmas, and still no snow. She should have been glad, but the skinny road seemed colder without it.
And the kids have to envision and illustrate what they think the pictures will look like for the book, and then we send them back to her in a PDF online, and she posts them back for us in a movie with the words reading aloud to it.
Using just your ears and your brains, you have conjured forth some truly wonderful drawings. Congratulations.
This is part 3. I have Joe hiding behind the tree because she saw a light in the house.
Reaching the yard, she hid behind a tree. Noting the single light in a simple house, she darted to the barn faster than the wind itself.
And I also have prickly stuff for the prickly fields.
The wind forced them off the road and into the prickly fields.
A big part of it is visualizing, listening to those words, imagining what that picture looks like in your head. And that's what kids have to do when they're reading chapter books, so it's a great intro for grade 2s and grade 3s to get started on that.
This is part 4 when Joe loses the baby.
Where is he?
Where's Christopher? There's a storm and they're trying to get through it so they can get to the bus because they're trying to get somewhere and they're in a really big rush.
He hammered louder. This time, Murdoch opened the door a crack. Joe gripped the shovel like a weapon.
She got her shovel and tried to bang on a door, and that's a Kazakhstan move.
That's Joe's scarf in the first part. The wind took it off her neck.
So quite often you'll see the kids, the Christmas wind is all about Joe and Murdoch and a bunch of these. It's about the wind and how the wind sort of ties into Christmas and helps the main character go along, and so she loses her scarf at the very beginning, and then the kids start to draw the scarf now in every picture because I think it's a common theme, and you can see that happens in the actual storybook too, and the illustrator loves seeing the pictures of what we've drawn. So
it was kind of easy and kind of hard because I never done this kind of stuff before.
It was difficult when I think in my head, and it's difficult to think in your head because sometimes you have different ideas. Yes, what you want to draw, so you kind of want to mix them up if you wanted to.
They absolutely love it. They're excited every week that we meet to do this, and we started it Monday morning, so it was a nice way for Monday mornings 8 to 10 weeks in a row there just to meet, relax, hear what our author had to say to us in the morning, and it was, yeah, a great start.
I'm really glad I got the chance to work with your class. Thank you again, and bye for now.
And if you'd like to learn more about the Christmas Wind Project, we've posted a link from our Facebook page, facebook.com/daybreaknorth, and you can also see some of the kids at Spruceland Elementary there holding up their illustrations.